Manu Patra alerts dated the 16th of March 2020. Supreme Court has rejected the request by one of convicts in the 2012 Delhi gang rape to file a new curative petition against his death sentence, refusing to once again put on hold their execution due this week. Supreme Court has barred all members of the public and press, except lawyers appearing in specific cases listed for hearing, from entering courtrooms due to the coronavirus threat. Supreme Court has observed that an appointment secured based on a fraudulent caste certificate is void ab initio and government resolutions and circulars cannot protect such appointees. Delhi High Court has noted that a lifelong ban and cancellation of driving license for all classes or description of vehicles imposed on a man for rash driving that led to the death of a minor is excessive punishment and has modified the same to be cancelled for the class of medium and heavy goods and passenger vehicles. Delhi High Court has refused to declare subsection 5 of section 62 of the Representation of the People Act, 1951, which prohibits prisoners from voting in elections, as unconstitutional, holding that the classification of the persons who are in jail and who are out of jail is a valid classification and it has a reasonable nexus with the objects sought to be achieved by the Act. Bombay High Court has held that sending of abusive messages on the personal account of WhatsApp will not amount to the utterance of obscene words in a public place to invoke Section 294 of the Indian Penal Code, 1860. The court has further observed that WhatsApp cannot be a public place if messages are exchanged on personal accounts of two persons. Punjab and Haryana High Court has held that property acquired before the commission of criminal activity or the introduction of Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, 2002 cannot be attached unless property obtained or acquired from scheduled offences held or taken outside the country. Delhi Court has held that falsely accusing a spouse of impotency amounts to mental cruelty and is a ground for divorce. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has reversed the order of the National Company Law Tribunal, Ahmedabad, holding that the order of admission of an application filed by Bank of India as the financial creditor, under Section 7 of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016, IBC, was time-barred, reiterating that the limitation period in Section 137 of the Limitation Act, 1963 applies to applications under Sections 7 and 9 of IBC.